I think the greatest revelation in the New Testament is the Christ connection.
Emutan abdi wahyu nu pangageung ati perjanjian engal nyata hubungan sareng Kristus.
Unless we grasp that idea,
ugi katiasa nangkep ide eta,
we haven't understood redemption.
Kurang tengar tos penebusan.
We haven't understood what the gospel comprises.
Idinan abdi masihan terang ka para tukang khutbah.
Let me tell you preachers something.
Kurang teterang Injil teh naon.
You believers.
Jami percanten.
You that are interested in helping your world.
Katarik dina nulungan dunya saderek.
The thing that Jesus told us to teach and preach in all the world is gospel.
Nuku Yesus dipasihan terang kabi ngajarkeun sareng ngutbahkeun di sakuliah dunya.
Let me help you remember what gospel is.
Inan abdi kangun nulungan saderek ngemut naon Injil.
In my opinion, we haven't preached gospel unless we include 4 points.
Pendapat abdi urang henteu ngutbahkeun Injil dugi ka urang lebet ka opat hal.
Number 1.
Kahiji.
God's creation.
Allah nu nyiptakeun.
Number 2.
Nu kadua.
Satan's deception.
Tipu muslihat iblis.
Number 3.
Nu katilu.
Christ's substitution.
Kristus nu ngagentos.
And number 4.
Jeung nu kaopat.
Our restoration.
Ulihkeun urang.
Preach that.
Bakeun eta.
Teach that.
Anjarkeun eta.
Some people think preaching the gospel is getting out on a street corner and spitting and sputtering and yelling your head off.
Jalmi emut jin ngabartakeun Injil teh angkat ka pojok-pojok, nyiduh, babatukan sareng ngabagorobok.
No, we need to get on the street corners all right.
Tah, leres urang kedah angkat ka pojok-pojok jalan.
But what the world needs.
Amin naon kudunya dipoyogikeun.
Listen hard, listen strong.
Dangukeun sing jentre.
What the world needs.
Naon kudunya dipoyogikeun.
Is to know where we came from.
Eta terang ti mana urang kawitna.
What caused the problem?
Naon ngabalukarkeun masalah?
Who fixed it?
Anu ngalereskeunana?
And how we can be today in God.
Kumaha urang tiasa janten sapertos anjeunna di lebet Gusti.
The religions of the world.
Agama-agama di dunya.
They have different ideas about where we came from.
Ranjeunna ngagaduan ide-ide nu benten ngeunaan kawitna urang.
New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, they talk about us coming from alligators.
Di Papua Nugini cenah urang teh kawitna ti aligator.
The non-Christian religions of the world all have stories about where we came from.
Agama non-Kristen kagungan carita ti mana urang kawitna.
The most dignifying truth in the Bible.
Paling leres mah tina Alkitab.
Is the fact that we are the creation of God Almighty who created the universe.
Tosnya yen urang teh ciptaan Gusti anu Maha Kawasa anu nyiptakeun alam dunya.
That gives us dignity.
Anjeunna masihan urang wibawa.
The world needs to know that.
Dunya priyogi terang eta.
And then they need to know what God is like.
Terasna kedah terang Gusti teh sapertos naon.
That He's good.
Anjeunna teh sae.
And to know that we are His creation.
Sareng kenal yen urang teh ciptaanana.
That motivates them to be like Him.
Anjeunna ngadorong urang supados sarupi sareng anjeunna.
Then the second thing they need to know.
Alkadua nu ku aranjeunna priyogi terang.
Who caused the problem?
Nyababkeun masalah.
Listen, everybody in the world, from cultured Europe to the most pagan village.
Jangukeun setiap jalmi didinya ti kultur Eropa nu nyembah berhala.
They all ask the question, if there's a God, why does God send these plagues to people and make them sick and these storms and destroy people?
Aya patarosan upami aya Allah kunaon Allah ngintunkeun hukuman ka jalma-jalma ku teu damang nurunkeun angin gede jeung ngancurkeun jalmi.
Listen preachers.
Dangukeun sareng tukang khutbah.
And Christians.
Urang Kristen.
The reason the second point of the gospel is Satan's deception.
Alasan poin kadua tina Injil nya tertipu muslihat.
And this is the reason.
Ya alasanana.
Because the world is blaming God for everything bad that happens.
Margi dunya nuju ngalepatkeun Allah nganggo sagala kajantenan nu goreng.
And Satan is the liar.
Dusta tukang bohong.
So we've got to tell him that.
Dan urang kada masian terang.
Satan is the one who came and spoiled God's creation.
Iblis nu datang ngaruksak ciptaan Gusti.
And then we have to give the good news.
Lajeng urang kedah ngadugikeun warta sae.
That God loved us so much.
Gusti sakitu mikasihna ka urang.
That He gave His Son to ransom us.
Ugi kamasikeun putrana kanggo nebus urang.
Out of the slavery of Satan.
Na cangkingan iblis.
He paid for our wrong.
Antena mayar kanggo kasalamatan urang.
Delivered us from the kingdom of darkness.
Ngabebaskeun urang tina kerajaan poek.
And sickness.
Tina kanyeri.
And disease.
Tina udur.
And hate.
Kangewa.
And lust.
Awa nafsu.
And murder.
Maihan.
And every evil.
Setiap kejahatan.
And lifted us with Jesus.
Kerengantungkan urang sarang Kristus.
Where we can share His nature.
Dimana urang tiasa ngengken sifatna.
And be restored to God.
Dipulihkan ka Gusti.
Through the sacrifice of Jesus.
Rangkungan pengorbanan Yesus.
So perfectly.
Takitu sampurnana.
That it is as though we had never committed a sin.
Ikan ka urang ngaraos teu gaduh dosa.
So then we can be like Jesus.
Dan urang tiasa sarupi sareng Kristus.
That is gospel.
Eta Injil.
Where we came from.
Di mana urang kawitna?
Who caused the problem?
Ngabalukarkeun masalah.
Who fixed us?
Ngalaraskeun urang.
And how we can be today.
Sareng kumaha urang tiasa janten sorosa dinten ieu.
Preachers, I beg you, major on that message.
Pangutbah abdi nyuhunkeun seueur pesen saderek martoskeun ieu.
There's 10,000 different ways to proclaim that.
Aya 10,000 cara-cara nu memproklamirkeun.
But that is the prime message that we are to give the world today.
Pesan utamina nyaeta yen urang kedah nyerahkeun dunya dinten ieu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read your Bible afresh with those four ideas in mind.
Aos Alkitab saderek ku opat ide ieu dina emutan.
Now this is the seventh session of this Christ Connection Seminar.
Ayeuna teh sesi katujuh tina seminar hubungan sareng Kristus.
Let me just give you a quick review.
Inan abdi malikan deui.
These lessons are all in the first four verses of the book of Acts.
Pengajaran ieu sadayana aya dina opat ayat kawitan kitab Carios pada Rasul.
Here's the New Testament.
Ieu teh perjanjian enggal.
Here are the Gospels of Jesus.
Ieu teh Injil Yesus.
Here is what the Bible calls the Acts of the Apostles.
Yang disebut dina Alkitab Cariosan pada Malang Rasul.
So I say here is our gospel.
Janten saurusim abdi teh Injil urang.
Here's where we began.
Di dieu urang ngawitan.
If you look at the end of the book of Acts.
Bisa derek ningali tina bagian akhir kitab Carios.
There's no finale.
Pada Malang Rasul. Henteu akhir yang sana.
There's no ending.
Daya akhirna.
Just a period.
Ngiji periode.
All the other letters that all the other books in the New Testament.
Kadaya kitab sanes dina perjanjian enggal.
They finish up with a finale.
Lanjutna rengse dina hiji akhir.
And an amen.
Tareng hiji amin.
But there's no amen at the end of Acts.
Anjing itu aya amin di akhir kitab Cariosan pada Malang Rasul.
Because the Acts. It's not the Acts of the Apostles.
Pada Malang Rasul sanes pada Malang Rasul-Rasul.
That was a title the translators put.
Yaitu hiji judul anu dicanda ku penterjemah.
But in reality, it's the Acts of the followers of Jesus.
Tapi kenyataanana ieu teh tindakan-tindakan para pengikut Yesus.
That has not ended.
Yeun teh akhir.
We are part of it.
Urang bagian tina eta.
You are part of the Acts of the followers of Jesus.
Adek teh bagian tina tindakan-tindakan para pengikut Yesus.
You and me are continuing what Jesus began.
Adek sareng abdi nuju neraskeun naon anu ku Yesus dikawitan.
And so where these two, where Christ's gospel and our gospel join.
Janten di mana Injil Yesus sareng Injil urang nyambungna.
The first four verses connect the two.
Kaopat ayat ngawitan nyambungkeun duanana.
And in those four verses.
Dina kaopat ayat ieu.
Are seven of the greatest truths that I know.
Eta ti bebeneran nu ageung nu abdi terang.
They are the principles that have guided me for 55 years all over the world.
Dadayana teh prinsip-prinsip nu parantos mingpin abdi salami 55 taun di sakuliah dunya.
Learn them.
Talungtik eta.
Embrace them.
Tepengan eta.
And so we've talked first.
Ieu ngawitan abdi parantos ngabulangkeun.
those verses say what Jesus began to do and say.
Ayat-ayat ieu nyeureuskeun naon ku Yesus dilakukeun sareng didawuhkeun.
Lesson number one.
Pengajaran nomor hiji.
Jesus, our model.
Yesus teh contoh urang.
Lesson number two.
Pengajaran nomor dua.
Until the day he was taken up.
Dikanjeuna mirat.
We look at him in his life and we're inspired.
Ningali mantenna sareng hirupna urang diilhamkeun.
Jesus our inspiration.
Yesus inspirasi urang.
Hey. The world don't want a dull preacher.
Nyantemi kahoyong tukang khutbah teh ngabosenkeun.
The world wants happy preachers.
Nyantemi kahoyong tukang khutbah teh nu bagja.
You can't preach good news, man.
Tarek teu tiasa ngutbahkeun ngeunaan warta kabingahan ka para.
You can only preach good news glad.
Warta kabingahan mung tiasa dihutbahkeun ku cara bagja.
Preachers smile when you preach.
Para tukang khutbah gumujeng waktu saderek nuju khutbah.
Show your teeth when you preach.
Ningalikeun waos saderek upami nuju khutbah.
If you can't smile, buy you a mirror and practice.
Saderek teu tiasa gumujeng galeuh hiji eunteung teras latihan.
You're beautiful when you smile.
Saderek saya waktos gumujeng.
Don't frown at people and scare people.
Tekenging kerung nu najantenkeun jalmi sieun.
Don't finger them and judge them.
Tekenging nunjuk sareng ngahakiman aranjeuna.
Listen to me.
Dengukeun abdi.
The world has got problems of its own.
Dunya kagungan masalah-masalah nyarira.
They don't want to come to you and get more problems.
Aranjeuna alim dongkap ka saderek sareng ngengingkeun langkung seueur.
Come on, be a messenger of good news.
Hayu urang janten utusan kanggo wartos kabingahan.
They're already afraid.
Aranjeuna parantos sieun.
Insecure.
Teu aman.
Despairing.
Putus pangharepan.
Don't make them more afraid.
Pangadamel aranjeuna langkung sieun.
Don't threaten them with hell.
Ancam aranjeuna ka neraka.
No.
Kane.
Save them.
Selamatkeun aranjeuna.
Love them.
Dikasih aranjeuna.
Lift them.
Angkat aranjeuna. Caur.
Say I will.
Keun abdi hade.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus, our inspiration.
Yesus teh inspirasi urang.
If we're not inspired, the world won't listen to us.
Paminta keng inspirasi dunya, moal ngadangukeun urang.
Everywhere I go, in all the world, the crowds follow me.
Manawai abdi angkat ka seur kuliah dunya, jalmi seur ngiring.
I'm a happy preacher.
Abdi saurang tukang khutbah nu bagja.
I say things that no religion in the world can say.
Abdi nyaurkeun hal-hal nuku agama di dunya henteu disaurkeun.
Many times preachers have said, Osborne, what makes you tick? I don't know what.
Option naon nu didamel sadayak semangat.
Yeah. How is it that you're always so happy?
Kumaha sana saderek bagja teras?
I say because, and how is it that your meetings are all so great?
Kanaon nu kadamel saderek semangat?
And the great multitudes come.
Salah. Lain.
I say it's simple.
Nasae.
I'm happy.
Abdi bagja.
And I tell them good things.
Dan terang ka aranjeun hal-hal sae.
I have good news.
Abdi ngagaduhan warta sae.
I don't have any bad news. I'm trumping on you. I don't have any bad news.
Teu kagungan wartos awon.
I have good news.
Mung wartos sae.
And the world that's hurting is hungry for good news.
Dunya nu raheut lapar ku wartos-wartos nu sae.
Inspiration.
Inspirasi.
Lesson number two.
Pengajaran dua.
Lesson number three.
Pengajaran nomor tilu.
He gave commandment.
Antena masian parentah-parentah.
We respond.
Abdi ngaresponna.
When a command is given,
atuh hiji parentah dipasikeun.
You gotta say yes or no.
Derek kana nyarios nuhun atanapi pinteu.
We've said yes.
Urang nyarios nuhun.
We're loyal to his will.
Urang satia kana pangresnana.
The fourth lesson.
Ajaran kaopat.
He spoke to the ones that he sent.
Tenang ngagaduhan ngadawuhan jalmi-jalmi nu diutus.
He sent them.
Mutus aranjeuna.
He called them apostles.
Kumantena disebat rasul-rasul.
That means they're sent.
Diartosna aranjeuna diutus.
That's action.
Eta tindakan.
We gotta act.
Urang kedah tindak.
It's not enough to worship.
Teu cekap mung ibadah.
We've gotta act.
Kadara kedah tindak.
The fifth lesson.
Pengajaran nomor lima.
He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
Antena nuduhkeun salirana-salirana hirup disarengan seueur tanda.
Our credibility.
Kredibilitas urang.
When we go in his name.
Tos angkat dilebet namina.
When we step out into action.
Tos urang angkat kaluar sareng tindak.
We are only credible when God confirms us with miracles.
Urang pantas dipercantan upami Gusti ngiatkeun urang ku mujijatna.
Because Jesus is risen from the dead,
bagi Yesus gugah tinu maot,
He offers tangible proof of our witness.
Mantenna nawarkeun buktos anu nyata kanggo kasaksian urang.
And the sixth lesson.
Anu kagenep.
Yes, if we're credible.
Mun upami urang pantas dipercantan.
That's wonderful.
Ieu luar biasa.
But sometimes we're going to meet some tough devils and tough situations.
Kakabeung urang pendak iblis-iblis nu sesah dina kaayaan nu sesah.
For that we need to know that we are legal.
Margi kitu urang peryogi terang yen urang teh sah.
And so the sixth lesson was on our legality.
Pangajaran nu kagenep ngeunaan sahna urang.
And we based that on the scripture.
Andika dasarna eta.
That he came back and appeared to them for 40 days talking about the kingdom of God.
Kalami 40 dinten mantenna sabora kali ningalikeun salirena sareng ngadawuh ka aranjeuna kaeunaan kerajaan Allah.
Now before we go to lesson number 7.
Ini sakacana urang lebet kana pangajaran nomor 7.
Let me say something about this legality.
Ini abdi nyarioskeun ngeunaan legalitas.
Very, very important.
Penting, penting pisan.
Know yourself in the scriptures.
Kenal diri sadereknya lira dina pangandika Gusti.
If you don't know yourself in the scriptures.
Pemisah derek untuk kenal dirinya lira dina pangandika Gusti.
The devil will beat you.
Iblis baris nugel sadereknya.
But if you can pick up your Bible.
Angin upami sadereknya tiasa nyenak kitab sadereknya.
And say, devil, come here.
Sekarang nyarios, iblis datang ke dia.
He's accusing you.
Mana yang nuju senuding sadereknya.
He's tormenting you.
Nyiksa sadereknya.
Frightening you.
Nyingsinan.
Demeaning you.
Nyahina.
If you know your legal position in Christ.
Saderek terang kedudukan saderek di lebet Kristus.
You know who you are in Christ.
Rasa saderek terang sah saderek di lebet Kristus.
Say, come here, devil.
Urna, kadie iblis.
I want to show you something.
Abdi bade nyununjuk.
Come on.
Saderek.
Ami.
Ayo.
Many times I tell the devil, I want you to go with me tonight. I want you to see.
Ring pisan abdi nyarioskeun ka iblis. Kuring hayang mane indit penting ieu.
Because you're a liar.
Lantaran mana tukang bohong.
You're defeated.
Mana geus dielehkeun.
Come on. Stay close to me.
Adieu. Sing deukeut jeung kuring.
Yeah.
I want
him to stay close.
Adieu hoyong caket manehna. Iblis pikarunyang.
Poor devil. Come here, devil. I want to show you.
Ayo iblis. Kuring arek nunjukkeun ka maneh.
This is me.
Jeung kuring.
See there?
Tempo ka dieu.
That's me.
Eta kuring.
Listen. Never forget this verse of scripture.
Ulang hilap ayat pangandika Gusti.
Luke 24.
Lukas 24.
Verse 27.
Ayat 27.
Never forget it.
Lagi papahokeun.
There are others, but never forget this one.
Ayat-ayat sanes nanging ulang ngahilapkeun ieu.
Jesus has risen from the dead.
Yesus parantos gugah tina maot.
His disciples had been discouraged.
Murid-muridna parantos kuciwa.
And they ran off in different directions.
Kalumpatan ke beberapa jurusan.
And were heartsick because their hero had been crucified.
Nyeri hate kumargi pahlawana parantos disalibkeun.
And two of them were going down to Emmaus.
Dua di antawisna lumpat ka Emmaus.
Jesus came and walked with them.
Yesus sumping sareng mapah sareng aranjeuna.
The resurrected Christ walked with them and they didn't recognize him.
Yesus nu parantos digugakeun mapah sareng aranjeuna nanging aranjeuna teu kenaleun.
All of us preachers have preached on that.
Kang tukang khutbah parantos ngubahkeun eta.
Jesus alive with us and we're whining and worrying about our problems.
Yesus hirup sareng urang nanging urang ngarenghik sareng salempang ku masalah.
Jesus finally rebuked them mildly.
Yesus rada keras ka aranjeun.
He said you've been very slow to understand what the scriptures say.
Oh anana kendor pisan hate maneh nepi ka teu percaya sagalana nu geus diucapkeun ku kami.
Now listen to verse 27.
Ayeuna dangukeun ayat 27.
Here's what the record says that Jesus did.
Ieu catetan nu dilakukeun ku Yesus.
Check it up in your Bible.
Arios dina Alkitab saderek.
Beginning at Moses.
Lajeng mantenna ngajelaskeun ka aranjeuna.
And all the prophets.
Anu kasrak ngeunaan mantenna.
He expounded to them in all the scriptures,
dina sadaya kitab suci,
the things concerning himself.
Dina sadaya kitab suci.
Do you need me to read that again?
Na priyogi diauskeun deui.
Is that in your Bible?
Kana eta anu aya dina Alkitab sadaya.
In all the scriptures.
Geus mantena ngajelaskeun ka aranjeunna.
He expounded to them the things that concern him.
Diserat ngeunaan mantena dina sadaya kitab suci.
He knew himself in the scriptures.
Anjeunna kenal salirana dina kitab suci.
I can make fun of the devil.
Abdi tiasa ngahina iblis. Kumarga abdi.
Because I know he's a farce.
Terang manehna rasa pura-pura.
And my Jesus has defeated him.
Yesus parantos ngalehkeunana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I want him to hang around and listen to me preach.
Abdi hoyong manehna aya jeung ngadengekeun khutbah.
Usually when I get there he tries to leave.
Biasana upami dugi ka dinya manehna indit.
I don't blame him. I would if I was him.
Ditinyalakeun manehna margi upami abdi iblis pasti kitu.
Are you hearing me?
Kaderek nuju ngadangukeun.
Know yourself in the scriptures.
Kenal diri saderek nyalira dina panengadi ka Gusti.
And women, can I say this to you?
Istri-istri abdi tiasa nyarios ieu.
Know yourself in the Bible.
Kenal diri saderek nyalira dina Alkitab.
Don't know what some pontificate says about you that limits you.
Kedang ngadangukeun sabarapi wajang anu ngabatasan aranjeun.
I've been smiling and telling you women to put yellow on the verses that you think belong to the men.
Imut cereng masihan terang istri-istri kanggo ngawarnaan koneng ayat-ayat. Caderek terang naon anu.
You know what I believe?
Ku abdi percanten
sad. All of the scriptures are for all of the believers.
Sadaya ayat kanggo jalmi percanten. Nanging emut.
But I think you know that.
Tan abdi sadaya terang eta.
You know what I mean?
Sadaya terang naon maksud abdi?
But if you women are subject to some pontificate that tells you no, you can't preach, you can't teach, you can't do these things.
Nanging istri-istri maratoskeun sababaraha nasihat anu masihan terang teu tiasa.
Then you just well color that yellow.
Ngalakukeun hal ieu.
And then you'll always be reminded, no, that's not for me. But how ridiculous that is. I heard about a fellow on the train. And he was reading a little book. It was a big book, but it was thin. And it looked like a Bible. And the fellow traveler asked him, said, "What is that?" Well, says, "That's the Bible, the Word of God." I said, "Really? Let me see it. Why is it so small, so thin?" "Oh," he said, "we have a very, very wise preacher, pastor. And every time he tells us something's not for us, I just cut that out." And this is all I've got left. See? So you women, be honest with yourself. If you believe some preacher that tells you that you can't do things for God, you may be surprised how much of your Bible you color yellow. But you're deceiving yourself. It's all for you. There's nothing that's not for you. There are no limits for a woman. No more than for a man. But you knew I meant that all the time. Yeah. Yeah. You're smart. You can figure things out. Yeah. Yeah. Now listen to me. After we know that we're legal. Now think about this. We've seen Jesus. He's our model. We're inspired by him. And we respond to him. Hallelujah. And then we find, oh, I got to do something about it. Action. We go into action. And we find out we're not credible without miracles. And we grow in God. We learn the scriptures. They become a part of us. And we witness. And God confirms us. And we're credible. Other religions are not credible. Hey, can I tell you something?
Ya santai abdi mas yang terang.
Christianity is the only.
Kekristenan temung.
I don't want to call it religion.
Abdi alim nyebat agama.
For this, let me say religion. I don't believe in religion.
Magi ieu ngakibatkeun abdi nyebat agama, abdi henteu percenten agama.
Yeah, people call Christianity religion, so okay.
Angin jalmi-jalmi nyebatna agama Kristen jantan sabeus.
Christianity is the only religion.
Kristen teh hiji-hijina agama.
In which the preacher stands up and reads the Holy Scriptures.
Di mana nu khutbahna ngadeg sareng ngaoskeun pangandika ka Gusti nu suci.
And then he prays to God.
Kalajengna nanada ka Gusti.
To confirm it by the miraculous.
Tanggungnyakeun eta ku mujizat.
And signs and wonders and miracles confirm what the preacher said.
Tanda-tanda kahengan mujizat tanggungnyakeun nu dicarioskeun anak ku nuhut ba.
No Hindu guru ever did that in his life.
Aya guru Hindu anu ngalakukeun eta dina hirupna.
No Buddhist priest ever did that in his life.
Aya biksu Buddha oge anu ngalakukeun dina hirupna.
No Muslim haji ever did that in his life.
Kudeui haji Muslim.
There is no teacher of any non-Christian religion on earth.
Aya guru ti mana bae di sakulia dunya anu sanes Kristen.
That gets up and gives his lecture to his people.
Uga sareng masihan piwejang ka jamaahna.
About his God or his gods.
Ngan dewa atrapi dewa-dewana.
And when he finishes his talk.
Waktos reng senyarios.
He says, now I will pray to these gods.
Janten kuring rek nanada ka dewa-dewa ieu.
And these gods will come and do miracles to show that I'm right.
Dewa-dewa ieu baris dongkap sareng ngalakukeun mujizat kanggo nunjukkeun ka kuring bener.
No agent of any non-Christian religion ever even had the idea.
Henteu aya wakil sareng agama sanes Kristen mana anu kantos keng ide.
Yet that is the fundamental of Christianity.
Ieu dasar kakristenan. Kita berani ngawulangkeun.
The Hebrews brought us that from the Old Testament days.
Ka urang hal eta dina jaman perjanjian lama.
The prophet comes to town.
Ka urang nabi lungsur ka kota.
Speaks the word of God.
Ngadugikeun pangandikana.
Prays for a miracle.
Ngadakeun hiji mujizat.
The people bow and say the Lord he is God.
Jalmi-jalmi tetungkul sareng nyaros. Gusti anjeunna teh Gusti.
Jesus came from that lineage.
Tongkal tina turunan eta.
And stood up in the temple.
Ngadeg di bacalah.
And said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Oh, Gusti, aya di kami. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he preached throughout Galilee.
Anjeunna khutbah dugi ka Galilea.
Healing the sick and casting out devils.
Ngadamengkeun teu damang sareng ngusir roh jahat.
And Luke who wrote Acts said he was approved of God by many signs, by miracles, signs, and wonders.
Kasnyeratnya Rios padamanan Rasulnya Rios anjeunna teh dikuatkeun ku mujizat tanda-tanda jeung kahengan.
And he said, when you go,
panana waktu mana indit,
go do what I did.
Aku kenaan ku kami dilakukan.
And I'll be with you.
Kami marengan maneh.
I'll never leave you.
Minta pernah ninggalkan maneh.
And they went forth.
Terus anjeun angkat.
And preached everywhere.
Khutbah ka mana-mana.
The Lord working with them.
Gusti didamel sareng anjeunna.
Confirming the word with signs following.
Niatkeun pangandikan ku tanda-tanda nu nyerengan.
We are the only people in the world that can do that.
Urang di dunya teu tiasa ngalakukeun ieu.
Oh, young preachers.
Oh, tukang khutbah nu ngora.
You're the greatest people in the world. Anjeunna
jalmi-jalmi nu pang agengna di dunya.
I'm an old man.
Ayeuna abdi barantos sepuh.
One of these years I'll go to heaven and you won't hear me anymore.
Kalah sahiji tina taun ieu abdi bade ka sawarga.
But when I go to heaven.
Nanging waktos abdi angkat ka sawarga.
I'm going to look back down here and wave at you.
Abdi baris ningali ka handap sareng gugupay.
I'm going to say I'm leaving a suffering world in good hands.
Terusna abdi ninggalkeun dunya nu pinuh kasangsaraan dina panangan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're full of the Holy Ghost.
Argi saderek dipinuhan ku Roh Suci.
You've received the experience.
Saderek parantos nampi pangalaman.
And you're ready to go. Put it into practice.
Saderek siap kanggo ngapraktekeunana.
And that brings me to the seventh.
Ya nyandak
point.
Kurang kana poin katujuh.
He told in verse 4.
Pasian terang dina ayat
of the book of Acts.
Muka opat.
He said, don't depart from Jerusalem.
Urang ulah ninggal ke Yerusalem.
But wait for the promise of the Father.
Tapi cicing dirinya, jang nungguan jang jirama.
The question that I pose to you tonight.
Atarosan abdi wengi ieu kanggo saderek.
How big can possible be in you?
Mungkinan anu baris kadantenan dina diri saderek.
I want to give you a witness.
Pada masian kesaksian.
It's my gospel.
Eta Injil abdi.
We were married at 17 and 18.
Ini kan uju Yusua 17 sareng 18 tahun.
We were good young evangelists.
Kita panginjil-panginjil nuora.
Big churches invited us.
Gereja-gereja ageung ngulem abdi. Abdi teh tuh.
We were musicians and singers.
Pangamainkeun gamelan sareng ngawih.
And evidently I was a people like the way I preach.
Tos pisan jalmi-jalmi mikaresep khutbah abdi.
We were traditional Pentecostals.
Kita orang Pentakosta tradisional.
We did everything that the Pentecostal churches had taught us to do.
Lakukeunan ku gareja diajarkeun kanggo dilakukeun.
We spoke in tongues.
Basaro.
We interpreted.
Basaro.
We prophesied.
Masihan bujangan.
We discerned.
Benten geno. Ro.
We did it all.
Lakukeun sadayana.
We were good at it.
Pinter tina hal-hal eta.
And then we went to India.
Saterusna angkat ka India.
We had a burden for the unreached people of the world.
Kedua mana kanggo jalmi-jalmi anu teu acan percantan di dunya.
Could I say we were ritualistic Pentecostals?
Pinyareuseun abdi teh jalmi Pentakosta anu mung ngalaksanakeun aturan.
We did what you're supposed to do in Pentecostal churches.
Lakukeun anu diharepkeun ku saderek dilakukeun di gereja-gereja Pentakosta.
We prayed for the sick.
Doakeun teu damang.
Every Friday night.
Setengah wengi jamaah.
Now don't ask me why we didn't do it on Thursday night.
Kula naros abdi naon.
We did it on Friday.
Tengah lakukan dinten Kamis. Abdi ngalaku.
We did everything that we'd been taught to do.
Dinten jamaah. Lakukan sadaya nu parantos diulang.
Not much happened.
Teuer kajantenan.
I don't know if I suppose God was good and healed a few of them.
Terang anggapan abdi Gusti teh sae sareng ngadamangkeun.
You know God will work with us with all the truth that we have.
Di damel sesarengan ku bebeneran nuti gaduh.
But then we became pastors of a young church.
Ini abdi janten gembala-gembala nungora.
And we had a missionary from India.
Abdi ngadongkapan tamu di India, misionari.
And that made us want to go to India.
Etang ngadamel nuhayong ka India.
We were members of the Pentecostal Church of God of America.
Abdi anggota gereja Pentakosta Gusti di Amerika.
I owe a lot to that organization.
Gaduh ageng ka organisasianana.
They were good to me.
Ranjeuna saya pisan ka abdi.
They believed in us.
Percantan ka abdi.
They were precious to us.
Dina teh dipihormat ku abdi.
They believed in young preachers.
Dina percandan ka tukang khutbah anom.
And they sent us to India.
Utus abdi ka India.
As missionaries.
Selaku misionaris.
We were not prepared for the ancient religions of India.
Saya ge kanggo mayunan agama-agama kuno di India.
I was from Oklahoma.
Abdi ka ti Oklahoma.
A farmer in Oklahoma.
Kang ternak di Oklahoma.
Now, I wasn't very international.
Terang dunia internasional.
You know, I knew a white mule and cockleburrs.
Terang begal bule sarang kerang-kerang.
And weeds.
Bini-bini.
And hard work.
Tal.
I didn't know anything about the world.
Abdi teu terang ngeunaan dunya.
But I wanted to win souls.
Ngahoyong ngingkeun jiwa-jiwa.
So we went.
Abdi mios.
The Indian people were precious to us.
Orang India teh pun penting.
I'll never forget how beautiful they were to us.
Abdi moal hilap kana kasayana aranjeuna.
I think looking back they must have been impressed with this young couple with their little boy.
Emutan abdi kapungkur aranjeuna teh resep ka keluarga nu kumargi abdi murang kali pamegat.
They talked to us.
Anjeuna nyeros ka abdi.
We visited by the hours.
Namamu jam-jam.
Indians love to talk.
Urang India resep nyarios.
And they were very kind.
Saya pisan.
And the people of India seek God all the time.
Orang India milari Gusti tiap waktu.
It's the nation of God seekers.
Ia bangsa nu milarian Gusti.
They don't call him God.
Ranjeunan teu nyebat Gusti.
The omnipotent one.
Maha kawasa.
the cosmic one.
Nyiptakeun alam dunya.
Whoever he is, wherever he is.
Abay anjeunna sareng di mana bae.
Anything that can give him any contact, they want it.
Naon bae nu tiasa nyambungkeun aranjeunna pasti kersa.
They were sincere in saying to me.
Aranjeunna murni kantos nyarios kami.
Show us about this Jesus that you're talking about.
Tunjukkan kami Yesus anu nuju di cerai.
Prove it to us.
Tunjukkan kami.
We want to know.
Abdi hayang terang.
I said, well, I sure will. And I got my Bible. And I said, what are you doing? I said, just a minute, I'll show you.
What is that?
I said, that's a Bible, the Word of God.
Ya, saya Alkitab, kecap-kecap di Gusti.
No, they said, that's not the Word of God. They had a book.
Aranjeun kagungan hiji buku.
It was black.
Warnana hideung.
It had gold print on it.
Aya saratanana emas di luhurna.
They said, this is the Word of God.
Eurna ieu pangandika Gusti.
The Hindus had their Vedas.
Bang Hindu kagungan kitab Veda.
Muslims had their Quran.
Lim Al-Quran.
I said, what's that?
Abdi naon eta?
Word of God from the mouth of His holy prophet Muhammad.
Tuhan Gusti ngalangkuan Nabi Muhammad.
Quran.
Quran.
I never heard of a Quran in Oklahoma.
Abdi teu acan ngartos ngadangu ngeunaan Quran di Oklahoma.
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
I never heard of Muhammad.
Abdi oge teu acan ngadangu Muhammad.
You know, I went out there to convert all them heathen.
Diangkat kadinya kanggo ngobatin jalmi-jalmi teu pertama.
I wasn't prepared.
Abdi teu siap.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared.
Punten, abdi henteu siap.
Now, I was great in America.
Abdi hebat di Amerika.
Are you thinking?
Anumutkeun saderek.
But all that I was accustomed to practicing.
Anu biasa dilakukeun nu teu ayar.
Made no mark in India.
Tos napisan di India.
Didn't impress them.
Tengesankeun ka aranjeun.
I wasn't credible.
Teu pantas dipersanten.
There were no miracles.
Aya mujizat-mujizat.
Without miracles, Christianity is just another dead religion.
Tanpa mujizat kekristenan mung agama sanes nupae.
We were broken-hearted.
Abdi penggas pangarepan.
We couldn't prove that Jesus was real.
Bisa ngabuktoskeun yen Yesus teu nyata.
We came home.
Wangsul.
The smartest thing we ever did.
Anu pinter nu kantos dilakukeun.
I've seen a lot of people out there that ought to come home.
Abdi kantos ningali seueur jalmi di dinya anu sakedana mulih ka bumina.
They're not doing God any good.
Aranjeunna nuju henteu ngalakukeun hal nu sae.
They're discouraging themselves.
Aranjeunna nuju ngalikeun manah nyalira.
They ought to come home.
Sakedana mulih ka bumina.
I came back where people already believe the Bible.
Mulih ka bumi jalmi anu parantos percanten kana Alkitab.
Broken hearted.
Teungas pangarepan.
Oh, we were broken hearted.
Oh, abdi peungas pangarepan.
And when we came back, we became pastors of another church.
Kadi mulih abdi janten gembala di gereja sanes.
We wanted to see miracles.
Hayang ningali mujizat-mujizat.
We were going to meet Amy McPherson.
Pendak sareng Amy McPherson.
She died.
Kenging ayeuna paratos ngantunkeun.
We were going to meet Smith Wigglesworth.
Hayang pendak sareng Smith Wigglesworth.
He died.
Anjeunna nu paratos ngantunkeun.
Then Dr. Charles Price was coming to Brooks, Oregon.
Pastor Charles Price nuju sumping ka Brooks, Oregon.
The Great Assemblies of God camp meeting.
Bagian persekutuan Allah nu ageung.
He was a man of miracles.
Anjeunna teh nu ngalakukeun mujizat.
The camp meeting was 40 miles from where we pastored.
Kabakian di tenda ieu 40 mil teubina ti tempat abdi.
Oh, we wanted to see this.
Abdi hoyong ningali eta.
He died.
Geuna maot.
Yeah. I went to the church and prayed all night.
Abdi meus ka gereja sareng nanada sabengi.
I wept and I prayed.
Abdi nangis sareng nanada.
I'd been to India. I saw that without miracles we're goners.
Sangkat ka India tanpa mujizat abdi teh pae.
And now nobody could show me miracles.
Ayeuna teu saurang oge nu nunjukkeun mujizat abdi.
The miracle workers were dying.
Kadama mujizat parantos pae.
I laid on my face.
Abdi nyumputkeun rarai.
Oh God, who will attract the people and pack our auditorium?
Oh Gusti, saha anu narik jalmi-jalmi sareng minuhan aula ieu.
With miracles.
Ku mujizat.
And show us that you're great.
Nuduhkeun ka mantenna teh hebat.
See, I had the right idea.
Tinggal abdi kagungan ide.
The Pentecostal Church of God preached miracles.
Gereja Pentakosta Allah ngutbahkeun mujizat.
I was Pentecostal.
Abdi urang Pentakosta.
I believed in miracles.
Percayakeun mujizat-mujizat.
But friends, we can turn it into a ritual.
Nih sadere-sadere abdi tiasa ngarobik nu janten aturan.
It's got to be revelation.
Ye kedah janten hiji wahyu.
I begged God.
Abdi nareda ka Gusti.
Who will come now?
Tanu baris dong ka payeuna.
Well, then I never dreamed about me.
Abdi teu ngimpen ngeunaan diri abdi.
I was an Okie, I was nobody.
Abdi saurang penduduk Oklahoma sanasaha.
Then we heard that Hattie Hammond was going to preach in Dr. Price's place.
Terus abdi ngadangu yeun Hattie Hammond baris khutbah di tempat Dr. Price.
One of the greatest women of the Assemblies of God who's ever lived and ministered.
Jadi istri nu kamasyhur ti persekutuan Allah nu.
She was a saint.
Antos hirup saserengan.
She preached.
Anjeunna jalmi suci khutbah.
Her subject.
Topikna.
If you ever see Jesus, you'll never be the same again.
Pamisa derek antos ningali Yesus saderek mah sami deui.
Oh, Daisy and I sat there and wept as she preached.
Abdi sareng Daisy calik sareng nangis di ditu.
We thought maybe that's what we needed.
Emutan abi teu anu diperyogikeun.
We went home from that camp meeting.
Mulih ka bumi tina kabaktian tena.
Weeping, wiping the tears to see the road.
Cuci sata kangon ningali jalan.
Went in the house.
Mulih ka rorompok.
Prayed.
Anada.
Went to bed.
Kulem.
The next morning at 6:00.
Anjing antabu genep.
This is my witness. Jesus Christ walked into our bedroom.
Yesus Kristus mapah ka kamar abdi.
Not on the floor. In the air.
Napung.
His eyes were like blazes of blue fire. But not anger. Burning love.
Tanyaah nu hurung.
His feet were like pillars of integrity. It's as fresh to me tonight as it was then.
Isami jelasna sareng kapungkur.
I lay there as one dead.
Abdi ngajepat sapertos nu maot.
I couldn't move a finger or a toe.
Sangagerakeun ramuat tanapi indung suku.
Water poured out of my eyes, but I wasn't crying.
Cacaan nanging teu nangis.
It's too much for the physical body.
Yang pisan kanggo badan jasmani.
I don't know how long it was before I was able to get on my face on the floor.
Abdi terang sabaraha lamina nu kajantenan ieu dugi ka abdi tias sangandarai.
I lay there until 2:00 in the afternoon.
Agoler dirinya dugi ka jam 2 siang.
When I came out of that room.
Terus abdi keluar ti kamar.
And Daisy looked at me.
Daisy nuju ningali ka abdi.
She said, I knew I had a new husband.
Abdi terang, caroge abdi teh enggal.
We had been to India.
Abdi parantos angkat ke India.
We had seen dead religion.
Abdi ningali agama nu pae.
I said to her in tears.
Nyarios ka anjeunna bareng si Soca.
I said, darling.
Neng.
We're not preaching a dead religion.
Bang teu khutbah agama nu pae.
We're preaching a living Christ.
Eh, lain Christ pan.
He's alive.
Kurang teh.
I'll never forget what that did to me.
Eh, kemananya?
Now that was the first of four visions that we had.
Ieu ngawetan tina tilu visi abdi.
Seeing Jesus in this vision.
Ngali Yesus tina visi ieu.
Right after that.
Teparantos eta.
See, for the first time, Jesus became alive.
Kanggo ngawetan Yesus janten hirup.
Now you understand, I was a climbing popular preacher in the organization.
Adek ngartos abdi teh tukang khutbah nu nuju ka sohor ti organisasi.
I was the presbyter of the district.
Abdi teh majelis wilayah.
I was the secretary treasurer, handled all the money for 4 states.
Sekretaris nyepeng kauangan kanggo 4 negara bagian.
I was the pastor of the headquarters church.
Oge gembala kanggo kantor pusat gereja.
I was the speaker at our camp meetings.
Pembicara ngango acara.
And when they needed money, if they couldn't get it, I could get it for them.
Waktos aranjeun artos upami henteu tiasa kakengingan.
I was popular.
Abdi terkenal.
I was successful.
Hasil.
But I was empty.
Angin kosong.
But when I saw Jesus.
Waktos abdi ningali Yesus.
All of that faded.
Kadayana ngaleungit.
Now that, That don't mean I turned against them.
Misalnya seharusnya abdi milik ngalawan Arjuna.
They're not to blame for the way I was.
Jadi ngalepaskan kemargi jalan pada abdi lakukan.
I aspired to popularity.
Etar abdi, oyong mayar tenanging wak.
But when I saw Jesus,
abdi ningal Yesus.
Oh, my life was changed.
Oh, hirup abdi dirobi.
I knew Jesus was real.
Abdi terang Yesus nyata.
Right after that, Gordon Lindsay brought Brother Branham to Portland, Oregon.
Insinya nak saderek sa Iman Braham jeng Portland, Oregon.
In the big city auditorium that seats 8,000 people.
Aula anu ageng di kota di tempat calikna kanggo 8,000 jalmi.
We sat in the third balcony.
Abdi calik di balkon katilu.
This gentle little man came out on the platform.
Pamaget nu alit tur lemes teh naik ka panggung.
He was like Christ to me.
Jeung saproses Kristus kanggo abdi.
He spoke very careful.
Harus hati-hati pisan.
If you know that name, forget all the silly things that have happened in later years. But at the time that I knew him, he represented Christ to me. He preached tender, but firm. And when he got through preaching, hundreds of people came and accepted Christ.
Ratusan jalmi dongkap sareng nampi Kristus.
I wanted to be able to do that.
Abdi hoyong tiasa ngalakukeun eta.
Then he called for the sick.
Terus anjeunna nyauran anu teu damang.
Marvelous miracles took place as we watched.
Mujizat nu luar biasa kajantenan.
I had my second vision.
Pikeun ilham.
I saw Jesus in that man.
Abdi ningali Yesus aya dina dirina.
I haven't got time to tell you all that happened.
Aya waktu sakang nyarios sadayana.
There was a girl that was born deaf and dumb.
Seorang manusia nu dilahirkeun pireuh sareng budeg.
Remember now, I was a noise-making Pentecostal.
Kut ayeuna abdi saterangna Pentakosta nu gandeng.
We were scared of devils.
Kieun ku iblis-iblis.
And if we thought someone had a devil,
pamingemut anu karasukan ku iblis,
we were very careful.
Pasti baris hati-hati.
And the best we could do is yell at them.
Bilakukeun ngageruan sanes.
And gang up on them.
Rempu garanjeuna.
And the more noise we made,
tangkung gandeng.
The greater the possibility maybe they would go.
Ageung kasempetan kanggo lumpat.
I was a noise maker.
Abdi mah tukang khotbah gandeng.
I could tell you some funny stories about that.
Abdi tiasa ngadongeng carita-carita nu pikalucuan.
This man pulled this little girl to his side.
Jalmi narik munang kali istri kagi jireunana.
Like a father.
Saperta siji bapa.
And he spoke so kind to the people.
Jina nyarios darede pisan ka jalmi-jalmi.
He said, "Please bow your head while we pray for the child."
Ngatumungku sementara wis abdi neda kanggo ieu murang kali.
So we did.
Enten abdi neda.
I was ready to do business.
Siap kanggo ngalakeun urusan ieu.
I'm telling you, he needed
me. Direk terang anjeunna mah pikeun.
This was a big deal.
Ieu teh urusan wageung.
I mean, I had never tackled a deaf and dumb devil.
Abdi teu kantos nangani nu pireuh jeung torek.
This is a serious challenge.
Ieu tantangan wageung.
So you imagine how I am revving up.
Kadarek terang kumaha abdi ngalaman bener wani.
Wow. This is going to be a big thing.
Ieu baris ngajantenkeun hiji nu ageung.
This man.
Jalmi ieu.
I'll never forget his prayer.
Mal kantos hilap nanada.
Just quiet.
Tenang.
But firm. Said, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I adjure thee by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Leave the child and enter her no more." Silence. Wow, I was churned.
Wow, abdi ngadegdeg.
We're going to work on this deal now.
Abdi ngawitan di dama ayeuna.
And you know what he did?
Kadarek terang naon dilakukeun?
I was shocked.
Abdi kaget.
He said, "Audience,
kadarek sadayana,
you can lift your heads now.
Angkat mastaka sadarek ayeuna.
The evil spirit has left the child.
Jahat geus ninggalkeun budak ieu.
And she's well.
Geus cageur."
I thought, how do you know?
Mati saterang.
We ain't even made noise yet.
Abdi oge teu asa ngaluarkeun santen.
Oh.
Oh.
That girl was healed.
Eta didamangkeun.
I saw Jesus in that man.
Ningali Kristus dina diri pamaget eta.
We went out of that auditorium in tears.
Kaluar ti aula di sarengan ku ti soca.
We went home. We didn't go to bed.
Langsung pulang.
We sat down at the table.
Tarik caket meja.
We got our Bibles.
Ka Alkitab.
And we made a pact.
Ada malaji perjanjian.
We had been to India where people didn't know what this was.
Di India, di mana jalan-jalan itu terang naon ieu.
We said, we're going to read the Gospels as though we never knew they existed.
Baris ngas Injil-Injil sapros abdi nu teu acan kantos terang eta kajantenan.
And whatever Jesus said he would do,
anu diudawukeun ku Yesus pasti dilakukeun.
We're going to expect him to do it.
Abdi ngarepkeun mantena ngalakukeun.
Whatever he said we can do,
anu didawukeun ku mantena,
we're going to do it.
Abdi baris ngalakukeunana.
A pact.
Janjian.
We did that.
Eta.
That day we had our third vision.
Eta abdi kenging visi nu katilu.
We saw Jesus in the scriptures.
Ali Yesus dina pangandika Gusti.
Hallelujah. We went to the newspaper.
Diangkat ke kantor surat kabar.
And the radio.
Radio.
Didn't have television.
Daya TV.
We told the people to bring their sick.
Mesen terang karanjeuna kanggo nyandak nu kedamaan.
The old tabernacle.
Bartepinu.
People standing around the walls.
Jalmi ngadeg ngurulingan tembok.
We preached.
Abdi khutbah.
People got saved.
Jalmi diselamatkeun.
We lined them up.
Abdi nyuhunkeun aranjeunna ngantri.
God was so good.
Hai.
Everything we touched was healed.
Segala nu ku abdi dijamah di damangku.
I'm telling you, they were healed.
Di mesen terang kasadarek aranjeunna damangku.
One woman that had been crippled 14 years.
Istri nu pincet salami 14 tahun.
In an accident, busted her hip and her leg.
Ini kecelakaan nu ngabentur bobokong nasang sambanana.
It was set crooked.
Sampainana bengkok.
And it was drawn up.
Kuna naik kaluhur.
She walked on crutches.
Anjeuna leumpang ku iteuk.
Those bones cracked.
Tulang-tulang naretak.
Her leg went straight.
Sampainana lempeng deui.
And while we prayed for the other people,
dan beras abdi neda kanggo nu sanes,
for 30 minutes she walked up and down the aisle.
Dalam 30 menit anjeunna naik turun ka gang gereja.
Said, oh listen, don't you hear it? Oh listen, don't you hear it?
Oh dangukeun saderek, henteu ngadangukeun.
God sent a choir of angels to entertain her while we prayed for the sick.
Gusti tos rampak tekar malaikat kanggo ngahibur sementara wis abdi neda kanggo nu teu damang.
We had our fourth vision.
Abdi kenging pisi nu kabat.
We saw Jesus in us.
Abdi ningali Yesus dina diri abdi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We set out from there.
Abdi angkat dirinya.
Resigned our church.
Undur ti gereja abdi.
Mortgaged our car.
Anggadekeun mobil.
Sold our furniture.
Ical parabot rumah tangga.
Went to Jamaica.
Angkat ka Jamaika.
13 weeks.
13 minggu.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
125 deaf mutes were healed.
Dalminu piro sareng torek disedamangkeun.
Over 90 totally blind people were healed.
Tangkung ti 80 jalmi nu lolong didamangkeun.
Hundreds of cripples were healed.
Ratus jalmi lumpuh didamangkeun.
And the people couldn't believe the reports.
Jalmi-jalmi nu teu percan teu eta.
America, they didn't understand it.
Amerika teu ngartos hal eta.
I came to America.
Dongkap ka Amerika.
With F.F. Bosworth.
Sareng F.F. Bosworth.
And a plot in an auditorium of 5,000 people.
Di aula nu tiasa lebet 5,000 jalmi.
I preached.
Abdi khutbah.
God said, how big is possible?
Tuhan Gusti kumaha kamungkinanana.
I was thinking, if I line all them people up, I'll be here all night.
Bami abdi miwarang jalmi-jalmi ngantri abdi baris aya di dieu.
God said, if you pray for one and they're healed, is that a miracle?
Upama anjeun ngadoa jeung saurang jeung maranena dicagerkeun.
While I'm preaching.
Gusti ngadau ka abdi.
God's talking to me. Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you pray for two?
Naon anjeun teu ngadoa sakaligus dua?
How big is possible?
Sabaraha kamungkinanana?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was preaching better.
Tinuju khutbah ngalangkungan saya.
How about five?
Maha upami lima.
Wow.
Wow.
And I was preaching better.
Abdi khutbah langkung saya.
I thought I'm going to get home by 12 o'clock.
Temutan abdi baris mulih ke bumi sekitar jam 12.
God said, what about 10?
Tuhan Gusti kumaha jam 10.
And then it came.
Keras dugi karena waktosna.
What about all of them like Jesus
did? Namun kajantan koranjuna sapertos nuku Yesus dilakukan.
Oh yes, I said.
Oh mun walar abdi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We called 54 people who were deaf out of the audience.
Abdi nyaruan 54 jalmi nu torek di antawis hadirin.
We prayed one prayer for all of them.
Yana da mung sakali ka ngoranjeuna.
Every one of them were healed.
Setiap jalmi di antara ranjeuna didamangkeun.
Jesus taught us how big possible can be.
Yesus ngawulang urang sakumaha kamungkinanana.
And since then we've gone to the world.
Harita abdi angkat ka dunya.
Everywhere they said it won't work, we said we're coming.
Mana ranjeuna nyarioskeun hasil. Abdi nyarios abdi baris dongkal.
And the stories I could tell you are historic.
Carita-carita nu carioskeun ka saderek nu anu sajarahna.
But believe me, my friend.
Ing percanten saderek.
This gospel works. How big can possible be in you?
Kumaha ageungna eta kamungkinan dina diri saderek?
Stretch.
Kembangkeun.
Stretch.
Kembangkeun.
Reach out.
Ronjang.
Only believe.
Percanten bae.
All things are possible.
Daya nu mustahil.
If you can only believe.
Pami saderek percanten.
God says.
Dawuhan Gusti.
Because I love you.
Karena kami nyaka maneh.
You're my choice.
Aneta pilihan kami.
I am with you.
Kami marengan.
I'll never leave you.
Kami teu pernah ninggalkeun maneh.
May it be so in your life.
Ya kajantenan dina kehidupan saudara.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Lebet nama Yesus Kristus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.